everyone. Welcome to Hold My Paces, Please. I'm your host, Leal, and I am joined by my co-host, Julia, Dr. J, and D-Rec, BBC. I don't know why everybody has so many names. I just realized that. I'm just Leal. So our last episode was actually our 40th episode, and we did not announce it. And
what?
That's a big number. So you guys, that's like
40 already?
Mm-hmm. And I was so nervous about going live for the first time, I didn't bring it up.
Wow.
Wow. That's pretty dope, by the way. Yep. And I forgot to say, hoodoo.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
It's all kudos to you and your many previous co-hosts and guests to get us to where we are today.
And you guys have been a huge part, so.
Exactly. We're just reaping the benefits of your hard work.
It takes a village. I can't host a show by myself.
To raise a kid or to host a podcast?
All of that. I guess it is kind of your baby.
Right?
Ish.
Is that what you say when you have a child?
Yes.
Yeah.
It takes a village.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you say that for like anything large.
This is coming from a childless person.
It takes a village to build a Mack truck. That's large. It takes a village to build a building.
Cook a dinner. I don't know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
A buffet, because that's a large version of a dinner. We're just going to take it and run with it.
Okay, so this episode is something we've been wanting to talk about for a really long time. Okay, balancing life. How hard is it, you guys? And like, we all have a lot going on. So you have work, like Dr. J has her son, D-Rec has his own company. I have like a million things going on. Chaz has a million things going on. I feel like we're always struggling with like having fun and then like working our asses off. And it's just like really hard to like balance. Mm. I feel like that's something we should talk about.
I agree. And in my opinion, there is no balance.
None.
So, no? Zero.
I actually have seen Dr. J live her life, and I agree with that statement. she does not have it. But there is...
I feel like I'm very well-balanced.
Do you feel like you extend yourself too much? Do you ever have those moments where you're just like, I'm tired, I don't feel well?
When do I not? I mean, it always feels that way. It always feels like I'm running in one spot. Yeah. But I don't think I would have it any other way.
Yeah. So. I wonder if it's like something like when you keep going. So I've noticed when I'm like going, I have no problem going. But then when I start like just hanging out and relaxing, like it's a lot harder to get back up and like get into the swing of things. Mm-hmm. And I'm talking about like going out and partying in a way.
That's true. That's one release, I guess, from the stress and work and everything.
Yeah.
Why is he laughing? I don't know.
Producer Chaz was trying to tell me something, and I think I missed it.
Is he signaling?
Chaz
smoke
is like
signs.
Text me.
Doing sign language in the background. I don't know where to look. Do I look here?
Producer Chaz is like so dope. You know, you can. It's fine because it's like a real life situation. You could tell us something if you need to.
I just wanted to let you know, Julia, that your granny socks are.
To be fair, the reason why she's wearing the granny socks is because she's wearing some type of a boot. So she needed
it's a booty.
Different type of sock to like not
so
chafe,
actually,
I'm assuming.
Good thing that I don't care. So here are my socks.
They're not granny socks. They're just.
Yeah.
They're like kind of hipster in between. I don't know.
Kind of hipster in between. I don't know. Is the type of socks I want in my life.
I love those socks. They're the best.
I'll say this. Balance is key from what I know. And I think sometimes we have like a day-to-day balance. And then sometimes we have I'm living my life balance. Meaning like at one point I was so fixated on this or someone else or this part of my work or relationship or my health and fitness. And then now the pendulum is swinging to now I'm just going to have fun or now I'm going to eat what I want or now I don't give a F about something. And so that's still balance. There's a yin and the yay, a yin and a yang. There's balance. And some people take a bigger swing, but like you got it. There's balance.
But it's so funny how you condition yourself to think that way.
When I really feel balanced is when I feel like all those things are in moderation. But I feel like we're always striving towards that balance, right? To work hard, take care of ourselves, still have enough fun and live life to the fullest and take care of our our friends, family, loved ones, whatever. But
a lot of people don't think that way. So I think it's something that we all have in common where we just want to do everything. Like right. everything. We just don't want to miss out on anything. Mm-hmm. Like, we want to be the best at like our careers. But we also want to like have fun and look a certain way and like, you know, go like not miss out on like what's happening in the world.
True.
Yeah. It really just depends on where you are in life. I mean, goals really drive what I think balance are. So if you feel like you want to spend more time with your family, or if you feel like, you know, you just want a break from having to be responsible, which we've all done at one form or fashion in our life, or we like, yo, I need to build my empire now, or I need to be in a relationship now. Like, there's a balance to it. I think long as you're just not beating yourself up mm-hmm. and you see progress in your life, then you are in the balance. Like, if you feel like you ain't got anything together, or I apologize, you don't have anything together for my English people out there. If you feel like you don't have anything together, or you are not getting what you want, or you're not getting where you want to get, then I believe that's a definition of imbalance, in my personal opinion.
Yeah.
Well, but the problem is when I try to strive towards something, I never feel like I'm done or I'm there. So I started to actually live more in the moment and the now. And it was really important, for example, when I was in medical school and I had a baby. You know, you don't want to miss your child growing up, and you don't want to miss out on learning and life and the wonders because you're stressed out all the time and you're trying to get to your goal. Like, I just want to graduate. I just want to graduate. Mm-hmm. So I enjoyed medical school a lot more than some of my peers because I took some time out to volunteer and shadow and do other things. And I had to had a baby to take care of, so I had no choice. But I came out a lot happier and more content that I didn't miss 4 years of my life. Mm-hmm. You know, I felt I graduated, and I'm like, well, still going, still doing the same thing.
Well, that's one thing I've always like admired about Julia is like her attitude is just so positive. Like every time I talk to her, she's just like, even if like the worst thing happens, she's like, just so
the house on positive. Fire. That's cool.
Well, it takes like, a certain kind of person to go to like through medical school with like, you know, everything going on that you had. So like I completely respect Thanks. And get what you're saying.
Dr. J does have a well-balanced outlook on life. I will say that.
Because some people don't, like, it's all about your attitude and your perspective, and I think a lot of people don't think that. Like, you know the saying, misery loves company?
Right.
Like, if you're just miserable and complaining all the time, you're just going to be upset all the time.
Exactly. That's how I see
it. I'm upset.
I thought you were going to sing.
I was. That was just one. I could go. And I can't go 50-50 with, nope. I just, you know how it is. I like to sing a lot.
Yeah. Well, my great grand aunt used to, you know, she grew up in the war in East Germany, and she used to kind of raise me. So she always said, if you can't laugh about when bad things happen, then you just be crying every day. Mm. And I think that's stuck with me.
Yeah. Nobody wants to cry every day.
I cry every day anyway.
Because there's always something to be crying about, yeah. even if it's not in your life.
Yeah.
It's deep.
Long as you're not like, okay, so here's the deal. It's called, this episode's called The Balancing Act, right? And we're talking about balancing.
Is that what we're calling it?
Yeah, I feel like.
That's good, right?
Let me tell you why I think that's what we're calling it, because it's the top It's at the top of the notes there.
I didn't know what to say. I just wrote notes.
I like how it says act, because it's kind of like a wordplay, right?
Mm.
I just thought of it.
Wow, look at you. Wordplay. I think with people like us, because we are social, but we also are about, you know, our professional life and making that money and moving forward. From us three at the table to producer Chaz to the people that we associate with, like everyone, the people, the people of the Republic. like everyone's kind of have that same mentality. And I think when we were first talking about this, we were talking about how sometimes you just go so far, like, on one version or the other, mm-hmm. And how we kind of balance. And I think I use the illustrations, like sometimes like I just get in this party mode and then I look back and I'm like, well, it's been 3 months and I haven't done anything in this mode that I wanted to do.
Yeah.
And like, how did we sometimes just kind of
like, I feel that.
And how do we just,
I've been a year now.
When I went to Australia, I think I just partied and I was bartending too. Like it was like I don't remember that whole year.
What did you go to Australia for?
Is that, you don't remember the whole year?
Is that this episode?
It was like a self-finding
thing.
Was
it to find yourself or to like do something specific?
I was just, I had nothing else going on here. Like I had just gotten a divorce and I sold my share of the restaurant. And I was like 20, I was about to turn 25. I was like 24-ish. I don't remember. But I was kind of like, okay, I'm single. I just got like bought out of this business and I don't really know what to do. this is the only time in my life where I have no responsibilities and nothing that I need to do. And I just felt like I needed a break because a lot of people were like, I don't want to say a lot of people knew who I was, but a lot of people were like up nosy about what I was up to.
Gotcha.
Well, and they probably also wanted you to do a certain things or were trying to even guide you and tell you what to do.
Well, when I did go out, people would like find out about it. And it was like, yeah. I had people, like, it was just fucking weird. So I was like, I need to get out of Houston. And I had.
Do you have paparazzi?
No, I just.
Okay, like people would find out about what I'm doing.
It was just weird. Like, it wasn't a good environment. So I left and I got a one-way ticket. The plan was 6 months. I was an au pair for a month. So I was like nannying in New Zealand. And then I got bored of New Zealand. So I went to Australia. And so to go, like the reason was, I didn't really have a reason. I just was like, this is the only
time
you can do
that. Self-finding.
Definition, yeah. An au pair is a
and it's interesting
babysitter.
Yeah, you're like a nanny, but you have to go through like this whole like, thing and you have to like actually teach them. And it was like an educational, like you have to submit their reports and you live with the family for a little bit. And I was like, I don't want to live with that family. So that didn't last very long. And then I went to Sydney and I bartended there. And yeah, it was fun.
Well, it's interesting that maybe that's the reason why we're friends, because I did the exact same thing when I was 18. I went to New York one way and I had nothing. You know, I had nothing to lose, really.
Yeah.
And I slept on my friend's couch. Like,
sometimes you need to hit, like, because I feel like I did hit a rock bottom. Like, I had all the means, but I was, like, at that place of, like, I don't give a shit.
Mm-hmm.
That should be a...
Are we changing the name?
No, that should be another podcast.
We've done that because Chaz has done the rock bottom.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah, Chaz has done the rock bottom. Because Chaz wins the Navy after he hit rock bottom.
Well, we should revisit the rock bottom one.
Yes.
Yeah, because there are some great stories. So here's a question.
Anyways, back to what we were talking about.
Do you guys ever get FOMO?
I don't. I've never really got
FOMO. Failure of missing out. Sorry, I just.
I don't know. Yeah. I was like, what is that? Jeez, I'm not as cool as you.
Yeah.
I don't think I get fear of missing out.
Me either. I actually get what the new acronym is called, JOMO, also known as joy of missing out. I like the idea of like. Yeah, I didn't do that. I missed that. I'm not gonna struggle with get dressed, going places, sapping my energy, getting drunk, getting hungover.
Well, canceling plans and getting a good night's sleep is always a positive, especially when you wake up the next day.
Yeah,
you're like, oh, that felt really
good. The thing is, like, getting dressed and all that and putting makeup on is like a whole thing.
Yeah,
tell me about it.
I'm sure Derek hates BBC putting on makeup.
Getting my hair, like, fixing my hair after, especially when I
shampoo. Are you checking
your
off
hair?
What we talk?
Is that okay?
he's Jeez, working.
I'm a
he's
studious working. Person. I just want to know. I just want to stay on track too.
So where are we?
number two.
Jesus.
How important is the right company around you? And
Jesus.
Like, does this affect how you spend
peer pressure.
Your time?
Peer pressure.
It's a big one.
It's a big one. And also perpetuating negative energy, I think, is a huge thing, especially since I'm the type of person I get along with pretty much anybody. Mm-hmm. And I almost get abused a lot for that. You know, I don't really know how to say no. So people,
you mean taken advantage of, or
well, or yeah, no, emotionally abused. Because if people guilt trip you into something,
I never get guilt tripped.
Then that's emotional abuse because it's manipulating you to do something that you don't want to do.
Well, probably because they feel like they can.
Yes. No, they're not even doing it on purpose.
Yeah, they just feel like,
just,
oh, but you always
human dynamics
do this like with me, dynamics. And then now you're not.
Yeah.
Exactly. Well, yeah, you just have to like not answer people.
All right. Well, God. That's another definition of emotional abuse that I didn't understand. And I actually agree with it. Because people do that until you have to stand up to your
yes.
abusers.
You have to literally
no
say
no.
Basically, you know, I'm not going to follow your, you know, I'm not going to go with your manipulation anymore. And I'm going to protect myself from your abuse. And I'll have to stop feeling bad about that because you're basically telling someone off, you're being negative, and it doesn't feel good if you're a nice person.
True. So then I guess a follow-up question would be, like, if we have a friend that is going out a lot, should we ask them the reason why they're going out is because they're being persuaded or manipulated to go out, and should we save them perchance from that? What's up?
I don't think you should worry about what other people are doing or try to force them to change.
Right.
It's always good to check on people.
Okay.
Right?
That's good. That's good. That's a really good deal. Because I think for people who watch people in the nightlife, sometimes we just like watch and just observe. But it's always good to
I mean, half of us are drowning our sorrows half the time. I do believe that.
That's a good point. It's a good point. Just goes back into the fact of the company you keep. Because in my opinion, if we're about this balanced life or progressive life, right, we want to be with people that have the same type of goals, have the same type of like mentality, hustle mentality, like the healthy mentality. So,
like-minded
people.
Well, the thing is, I don't really look at it that way, because if you are too much like that, then you end up with the same group of people surrounded by all the time, and you're kind of sheltered from the real world. So I actually have friends and close friends and distant acquaintances from all walks of life. And sometimes I hang out with them and sometimes I hang out with them. And it kind of brings me back to center. You know, for example, if I hang out with really, really, really successful people all the time, then sometimes it puts a lot of pressure on you. But also you forget that there's other people out there with other ideas about happiness.
Well, that's so for me, the thing is like having an open mind. So I don't care if you're successful. You could be like having a startup and not successful. Mm-hmm. It's like, for me, it's like, where is your mind at for your future? Not necessarily like where you are in life. Mm-hmm. It's like, do you just want to be like at home all the time and like have no goals and aspirations? Like, no, I don't really want to be around those people.
Well, I feel like so many people have different pathologies though that you're just going to have to deal with. And I think you should force yourself sometimes a little bit to deal with it, because it grounds you.
Yeah. I would say this. I think I understand what you're saying, but I agree with Lael on this one, because I have literally friends from all walk of life, meaning I have friends that have guns and probably are in gangs, but they're very successful. They're very successful, literally successful. And I have friends that have A1 credit and wear red bottoms and own their own business. And like, they're from all walks of life, but they're all very successful and have the same understanding of what it means to raise a family or raise a business or protect themselves or balance themselves in life. So I can understand the all walks of life, but I still feel like they all need to have
this perspective,
very specific things in common with me. Mm. Like, I can't have somebody that's just like, oh shit, that happened, bro. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? It just is what it is. Mm. Can't hang out with that mother stucker anymore. Maybe back in the day. But I need someone to specific on
Julia
where
and
we're
I,
going.
Yeah. So like, Julia and I actually had a conversation about somebody who was like super negative, like a old friend of both of ours, who was just like bad vibes, always putting people down. Like, you wouldn't want to, like, I don't want to be around people like that.
Yeah. No. That's a toxic type of thing.
Like, people who are just like,
yeah,
putting people down. They just want to gossip all the time. Like, that stuff's like draining.
Yeah. No, I'm not talking about toxic people, but I'm talking about also, I have friends that I've kept forever, like 10, 15 years. Mm. And maybe they're struggling with depression. They never got their shit together. You know, I still appreciate them as the person that they are. And they do ground me, because they bring me back on the floor, you know, on the ground when they talk about their struggles. And, you know, I try to help as much as I can as well. And I think it's important, because if I were to only surround myself, you know, with the echelon of, you know, after like college and then med school and then now I'm a doctor, then I would miss out on all those opportunities to mm-hmm. to be grounded and to help, you know. Yeah. And if we all stop helping others that are struggling for different reasons and are in different situations and maybe didn't have the opportunities that I had, then we would all be segregated mm-hmm. societies.
Yeah. I mean, depression, anxiety and all that stuff is like super.
Yeah.
It happens to everybody. But I mean, and then you have like people that you grew up with, and like there's different types of friends.
Yeah, it's a good point that you make, and I can agree with the heart of it. I just have either been burned or seen someone like that burn people because they don't have the same ethos. And so, like, for me, I just can't. I can dap it up and maybe do lunch one of the times, but when I can't use the word friend. I can't use the word friend. I can use the word, when I see you, we gonna be good. But I'm not trying to see you on purpose. That's just me. Mm-hmm. But I mean, I just got to protect myself a lot.
And there's different like stages too. Like, sometimes, I don't know, I'm like weird. Sometimes I like want to socialize with certain people. And then sometimes I'm like, I can't. Like, I'm just too, like, I can't deal with, because I believe in like transferring energy. So like, if somebody's like giving too much negative energy, like that stuff makes me feel bad. And then I can't like really be like,
I know,
okay, or get anything done.
Sometimes I got a white light, protect myself in places or where I'm like, hey, listen, you can't have none of my energy. But what, how about this? Let's transition to.
Were you supposed to have like a.
We already passed that. Like, that's why I did that.
Oh, so, we have a segment.
We passed that.
We still can do it.
No,
we totally. We can do whatever we want.
In right now.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'll give you a chance to segue by saying, I'm so glad that we're finally on live to show something that happens every time. I'm the only person.
Squirrel.
I'm the only person that always has drink during our whole entire podcast.
Oh.
And these rookies. Every time we come in here, their glass is always empty and we're recording. So
and
like,
then I do this and yeah. I hand my glass off.
She does do that sometimes.
And,
really,
and then Chaz, but we're, the sweetheart.
But no, we're on live now. We can't have
Chaz,
somebody coming into our feed.
Comes over into the side of the frame and he takes my glass and makes me another drink.
You know what? Yes. That one extra person we invited.
But what I wanted to do is.
You just named the day.
I wanted to do a segment, maybe something fun, maybe a new story, because every time we talk about an event or a happening, we all start rambling on and it becomes really funny and entertaining. So we were hoping we could replicate that kind of genuinely on the podcast. So genuinely. I had an idea and we couldn't find a new story or agree on a new story today that we would talk about. So I said, you know, last week it was going around to put your birthday into Google search with Florida man, and then something crazy will come up because the news out of Florida are always pretty insane and entertaining.
Mm. Florida man is a definitely
yes
trending topic. It's in
trending
America.
Topic. Yes. So I'm going to put in today's date, and I'm going to Google it, and we'll see what happens. And hopefully, it's not super depressing for some reason.
All right. Background information is Florida always. Produces the news by saying Florida man. They don't really say much else after that. And so it's just like Florida man runs down the highway butt naked. Florida man goes to McDonald's and does X, Y, and Z. So that's literally the title. So that's why this challenge came up. It's just like put in your birthday and Florida man to see what happens. So that's what we're doing right now. By what is it? March 20.
So my Google is flooded by talking about the Florida man challenge. Mm. So I can't actually find a birth.
Which is why I said we should have done it before we started recording so we could act like it was a surprise, but I got vetoed and look
like,
where
epic
we are.
Fail.
Look
you were
where
right.
We are.
You were right.
I mean,
you were absolutely
and
right.
And that is recorded, guys. And that doesn't happen
it's
very
still,
often.
It's still going. I literally can't find it.
Okay, so moving on.
Who do you trust?
Okay.
Yeah. So here is the three tips.
Okay, can I do the one on my birthday then?
Yeah, do your specific birthday.
Mine was funny, actually.
Your birthday?
Yes, my birthday story from Florida Man. Florida Man brings Gator on beer run. He was carrying...
what?
He was carrying a Gator.
On a beer
run. So he walks into the store like an alligator.
That's so great.
Under his arm. And who knows, maybe he was wearing, you know, nothing. I don't know. It always happens. These naked men running around in Florida doing funny things.
It's warm there.
It could be his prize gator.
It's warm there.
Us in Texas, we have like prize cattle and pigs. They probably have prize gators in Florida.
Who knows?
I don't know. Was he already drunk? We will not find out.
He was
never
a Florida
know.
Man, so.
You, oh, you don't need to be drunk.
Yeah, he was a Florida man. They do.
What's in the water?
They do a lot
What's
of
in
stuff
the water?
Out there.
It's crazy.
They do a lot of stuff out there. Speaking of crazy, how do we not be crazy? Is the next topic.
The tips of not losing your shit.
Yeah. How to be balanced, how to be whole.
So, things that help are getting adequate sleep, eating well, and working out.
Why are you looking at me?
Why are you?
I was only at story like three times this week.
Well, that's what I do. Good. Like when I get a good night's sleep and I like work out and stuff, I feel better about life. I do.
It's just sleep is very important.
I went home last night.
And not.
What
like,
time?
Sober sleep. 1:30. Let me say sober sleep that allows
sometimes
you to
wake
get
up.
All the way down to those levels of sleep.
Okay.
REM sleep?
Sleep science. Here.
Hey, listen.
And alcohol actually destroys
Dr.
your
J.
sleep cycle. So. It's not, you think sometimes having a glass of wine will help you sleep. It's not true. It destroys your sleep cycle. the same with some of the medicines that people take, like pain meds and stuff. Mm.
Tips with Dr. J.
Tips with Dr. J. That should be a whole episode.
Sleep hygiene.
Sleep.
Yeah.
For me,
and counseling.
Medical tips.
For me, when I was in a relationship, I had the best sleep right after we got to know each other a little bit more.
Ah, yeah. Nice. That's actually a good way to go to sleep because it releases endorphins too, and it raises your heart rate.
Hell yeah.
So I guess have sex and
you'll be happy. Are you going to say it?
That's what you said? I was talking about would just talk about our fears and hopes and dreams.
I thought we were talking about watching Netflix.
Yeah, that's how we got to know each other.
Well, I guess I don't know what I'm talking about.
I don't know. You go to sleep.
Jesus.
You and Chess.
So yeah, no, I think healthy lifestyle, obviously, you even talked about it. Getting some sunlight, exercising is definitely huge.
Yeah, vitamin D.
So, Layal,
if you need a lot of vitamin D.
Oh, God. I was talking about the sun.
So, Layal was actually feeling pretty washed out because she's been working nonstop. I don't, is that a thing?
Yeah, I'm a wash. Hilarious.
I don't know. Maybe it's a German word.
I'm always like, I'm anemic.
I think it's a German thing again. Did I make something up? So Layal was whining about how tired and stressed she was.
So much better. Whining little B word.
Yeah. So I asked her literally, like, when was the last time you were in daylight? And she had to think about it because she's been up working
a rough
night.
It was a rough 6 months.
Sometimes she slept during the day. She was always inside on the computer. So she literally was probably vitamin D deficient. So I don't eat meat.
So I'm like, yeah. Anemic.
Exactly. And then she's probably anemic too. She's like an iron infusion. Don't take pills. They don't work.
Really? So the blood builders don't work?
The from iron?
Yeah, there's no. Like blood. Okay.
No.
I'm not taking
just this. Get an infusion or eat meat. And so I sent her outside.
You only got she went outside.
She went outside for a walk. And she was so excited how much better she felt
after made the world
feeling sunlight. So now we send her outside every now and then. We
no, now I've her, been like going once a week.
We have to tell her, Layal.
That's go her routine
for a walk.
Having a routine is very important.
It really is.
And so that's a healthy routine. That's why I try to food prep a lot, so I can like literally be very intentional about what I eat, so I can feel a certain way.
Yeah,
having salad and stuff. Greens are important, especially if you drink a lot. Sleep and then
you're always
exercise.
Looking at me over here.
No, I'm actually looking in the mirror that's right there.
Oh, cool. Okay, perfect.
Has our guest.
Are we so, right we're like so awkward. We're just like looking at the camera. Then
I see you guys out there, but I also see me right there if somebody else wasn't in the way.
Okay, so why do you think you get stuck in a negative
cycle? Oh, now you're using my notes. Interesting.
I feel like we already like touched on why we get stuck.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, so
Do you think you get stuck in unhealthy cycles?
It's like a mixture of like
you're trying to avoid the problem. You already did. Well, I did say that. Sometimes life really is just hard. Like, yeah. Let's really be honest. Life is hard.
Yeah.
And like
for anybody,
what's the saying? Bad things never have good timing. Mm-mm. And so. You know, like, sometimes you just gotta...
When it rains, it pours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Another great saying. What do they say in Germany?
Daddy does.
Yeah, yes, that one.
That's what they say.
Did you just make that up?
Of course I did. Of course I
so
did.
So I like this one, though. Is it a trend of successful people who may have a problem with not going to extremes with everything? And I think so. I think so.
What does that
like,
mean?
When I start something, for example... I take
I've
it to
a
whole other
of
level.
Eccentric CEOs.
So when I, when I, for example, if I get into something like it, I started research in college, and next thing you know, I had to like write a thesis and be involved and do research and work in a lab and push myself, even though I had a baby and I was in college. Like I didn't need to do that. You know, that's crazy. And also, like when I started making jewelry, I learned it, and then next thing you know, I have like an Etsy shop, and I'm sitting there every night like making hundreds of pieces of jewelry, you know, and then I move on to the next thing. So I guess right now, extreme partying is
you get stuck on something.
Is a thing. It's a thing. So
I don't go to extremes with everything. I feel like I'm successful, ish.
I think so. I think you're pretty balanced.
Thanks.
Yeah,
that's a compliment.
No, he's like a healthy person, guys.
He meal preps.
Yeah, he meal preps. He has a good job. Like I'm like selling you right now.
Tell the people what they want to hear out there. Dr.
He lives
J.
at 1825.
Yeah,
yes, ladies, you know where to find him.
First of all, I'm a terrible dater. No, actually, I'm a great dater. I just get bored quickly, so I'm sorry. that may be okay for
you
some.
You sound like a douchebag right now.
No, I'm actually
okay. He's
honest,
a douche. Never
I'm
mind.
An honest person.
Never mind.
I'm very communicative. Like I think that's. I think I know who I am. That's why I don't. That's exactly why I don't go extremes with everything. Because I actually know exactly who I am, and I can understand it and communicate.
That reminds
it.
Me, when people have to disclaim their characteristics, it's probably usually the opposite.
I thought
that's
this
the
was
case.
A safe place. I thought this was the trust tree.
So yesterday,
I was talking about who I was. I know.
It's like, it's like a guy a says, like, "Oh, I'm the most laid back person ever." They're like really uptight.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not jealous. Yeah, they're a jealous, crazy person. So.
Well, that depends on where you meet that person. I mean, some people have to live behind a facade.
I don't disclaim myself. I don't say, hey, I'm really nice or this or that. Usually people say that about, say your characteristics about you. You don't have to state your own characteristics.
Let me say, since we're in this since we're in this place, I'm going to say, I understand what you say, but like, I felt like we were just talking about us. Like, you just, you called me very balanced
well,
and healthy.
But you lead with examples. I guess
tequila.
Not characteristics.
Yeah.
You know, I like to I go like dancing. I don't say I'm a really fun person.
I don't know what I say about myself.
I don't know. Did I like take this to another
anemic.
Thing?
I am anemic.
I'm anemic.
I think you
hey,
did
that's
say
a statement.
That.
That's like, yeah.
Oh,
it's a fact.
But guess
though.
What? I don't believe it. I don't believe it because anybody that has to, you know, tell about themselves, I just don't agree with it. It's probably the opposite.
I mean, I haven't really eaten like
this is the opposite.
Meat in like 5 years, so I might be anemic.
According to Dr. J, anybody who has to label themselves probably false.
It's, I said something really important. You guys might have missed it.
Oh, but, you can repeat it.
Mm-hmm. No, what I just said, the thing.
The thing
what
that
I just
said.
Explained. What I just
no,
said.
No, I know. Like some people are like that, though.
I think it's like mind-blowingly true.
There
when people
are
like, I'm really
like
nice,
that.
But you're yeah. like not really nice.
Yes.
That happens all the
but
time.
But I have the receipts of people saying you actually do know what you want and very communicative and down to earth. So like, I mean.
Did you save them?
Of course. I screenshot them all the time.
I just wonder what happens. If I ever went to his phone, like, I don't know what I would find.
I don't know
you
what I would
do
find.
You know what you find.
He's
we
kind
just
of
talked
like
about
a mystery.
That. We literally just talked about that before we recorded what they would find. Like. We literally talked about it. Like, our producers are talking about us.
We have
our,
two producers. They multiplied.
Yeah, they multiplied.
Talking, they're talking about what we are and are not doing.
They talked about
right
what we did wrong. When
and like, we're still
life.
Talking here, guys. We can hear you.
Okay,
like,
so.
God, so rude.
This has been right. great, you guys.
Yes, that was fun.
Yes, I saw
it. I hope people enjoyed watching us.
Thank you so
yeah,
much.
Yeah, we miss you guys
my,
so very much.
My granny socks here.
Yes.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Holler at a player when you see him in the streets.
I have to pee so bad.
Yeah.
Go do it.